Now back to the Shore Coaches All-Star Basketball Game on the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Harmon, Scout Stump back here from Wall High School. 2015 Senior All-Star Game has the East on top of the West by a score of 67-48. Good balance up and down. We have some just unofficial numbers, but it is good to see so many guys score and be involved. You know, I guess that's almost an underlying theme. You look and see, if you're playing in an All-Star game, you don't want to be the guy that's got a zero next to his name.
You want to get everybody a basket. You'll see coaches sometimes even put a guy back in late in the game and just think, hey, let's just at least get him a layup or something.
We'll take a look at the scorebook that's down there, but I have to think that is so unofficial that I'd be scared to even take a look at it.
Questioning? Hey, that's Lisa Kokoto keeping that book down there. That's a Tournament of Champions winning coach. She's on it.
I'm not questioning her ability to score the game. I just don't know how much
her ability
attention
to
you're going to
pay close attention.
Pay attention to it.
Good point.
So as we take a look here, and we've got a little bit of time, some of the things coming up on ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Obviously, I saw today that the final stat leaders went up. What is next in terms of the final postseason rundown?
Well, Friday we will have the boys and girls all-shore teams, which includes Coach of the Year and Player of the Year, and then first, second, and third team all-shore. And we'll have the final top 10 rankings, which Matt and I have really been going back and forth on that. That's an argument. Our big argument is you got CBA, Manasquan, Rumson. Rumson beat CBA head-to-head in the Shore Conference Final, as we all know. Manasquan beat Rumson head-to-head twice in A-Central and beat the Bordentown team that knocked them out of the state playoffs. Meanwhile, CBA beat Manasquan in the quarterfinals of the Shore Conference Tournament. So how do you rank those three?
Throw a dart?
It's really difficult.
Well, I'll tell you this. Be ready for two schools and their fan bases to start throwing darts at you.
I think the real ones that will be upset is either CBA or Rumson, we feel like, probably. And you're right, either one. That I think a lot of people's instinct will say Rumson because they won the Shore Conference Tournament, but you also can't ignore those results. And you can't forget that CBA beat a St. Augustine team that was ranked in the state and had only lost one game all year and won a sectional title of their own.
Code number ones?
You can't do that. We don't cop out on short.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't have a voting interest in it, so I could say code number ones, and it sounds good to me.
We'll just post it and then not look at our email for 3 days.
Or 3 months, because you know that's not going to go away.
Well, the other big reason that we didn't do it ahead, because God knows if we had it posted today, Coach Champeau, maybe if they don't make
here having fun doing the game a little bit.
You get the point at me and Matt.
Our second set of 20 minutes is up and running. It'll be the West to start with a basketball. Berry with an electric move getting right to the basket. He's got a half a dozen, and it's 67-50.
I can't think of a more exciting all-around athlete in the Shore than Tymier Berry has been this year, between the quarterback at Toms River South, where he was a staple of our highlights, to now during basketball season, you know, leading the Shore Conference at 25 points a game.
Brendan Barkas with a reverse layup as he puts one in on his home floor. So all three guys from Wall playing tonight have scored on the court that helped them to a division championship. Drive and a finish for Aiden McMenamin from Manasquan. Very dribbles up top. He is one of those guys as fast with the ball as he is without it.
I think the most impressive thing to me about him, obviously we know about the scoring, he averaged 10 rebounds a game. And he's, what, generously listed at 6 foot? Maybe.
Not a chance at being at 6 foot. If he's 6 foot, then so many years ago I thought I might get to 5'10", and I'm 5'10".
Exactly. So, you know, this is a guy who's usually one of the smallest players on the court and average double-digit rebounds.
And fun to look as he'll miss a putback layup attempt. Fun as you look at some of the final numbers. Five guys in the Shore this year averaging more than 22 points a game. Brendan Barry from Rumson, 22.2. Dan Largy, who's unfortunately unable to play tonight, 22.6. And Barry, who led the way with 25. It's good to see guys that get after it and score.
Yeah, and a lot of them were on successful teams. It wasn't necessarily all, you know, guys piling up numbers on maybe struggling teams where they're going to get, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, Toms River South was a factor in the race at A South. You know, so was Southern with Peyton Wainer. And, you know, Iapico was one of those guys on a Lacey team that did struggle, but put up some crazy numbers. I mean, 23-6 a game and also double-digit rebounds. Largie put up 28 points against Point Beach in that Central Jersey Group 1 final. Barry, clearly a major player of the year candidate. We just saw he got the coach's award. You know, Andre and Laffey, probably the best scoring tandem in the Shore Conference. And the other thing that jumps out a little bit is you got some juniors there. You know, Wainer, Barry, and Andre, all in that top group, are going to be back next season.
Yeah, all will be back for their respective teams. 74-59 in transition. Unable to hang on to it was McMenamin. It'll go out of bounds and go back to the West team, who's in blue jerseys tonight. The uniforms are donated by RKE Athletic, one of many great sponsors here tonight. Jersey Mike's, Open MRI, the Shore Basketball Coaches Association, us here at the Shore Sports Network. Ryan Janicek with a three.
The most amazing thing I saw about that wall trio of Janicek, Barkas, and Mitchell, each being 1,000-point scorers in the same class, is that's the second time this has happened at wall. That last class back in the 70s that won a division title, they had 3,000-point scorers in the same class. That's got to be unprecedented.
Layup attempt off an alley-oop is up and in for the East team to make it 74-66. Jake Logue from Southern will dunk it in here off the backboard. Again, some unselfish basketball to make it 74-68. It went from 20 to very little. I almost feel like the scores have been put up differently.
Like they're giving points to the wrong team or something.
There's points going up and coming down. I don't even know if
it's looking like a
looking
stock
at
ticker.
The board anymore. 81-66. The advantage right now for the East with 16 minutes to go. There's Brendan Barkas with a three from the outside to make it 81-69.
Barkas, another one of those multi-sport stars, also a standout for their soccer team, clutch player for them in tournaments this fall. He was one of the better passers I saw this year. I felt like his court vision was as good as almost any guard that I saw in the Shore Conference this year.
And he's a three-sport guy here at Wall. Played soccer, plays basketball, will roll right into baseball.
Wall's a kind of a school that still has a lot of those throwback guys, a lot of the three-sport guys.
Layup attempt by Chris O'Reilly is up. Fun to at this point of the year, too, even though the top 10 for this year has not been posted for the final. Here's the three ball from the outside off the mark by Anthony Mitchell. Give me your top five teams for next year.
Well, you look at that Shore Conference final, and Brendan Barry is back for Rumson next year, so you know they're going to be a factor. CBA has Pat Andre and Jack McGuire as two major building blocks back, so those teams, to me, should be right back in the mix again. Neptune, you never know. You know, they had some young players this year. It'll be their second year under Coach Joe Fagan. They have Barry Brown back. They're, you know, a nice guard. He'll be a junior next year. So I think they're going to have some guys. Southern returns Peyton Wainard, although they do lose Logue and some other seniors that they're going to have to replace. Another major team, I think, is going to be Toms River North. They won Class A South this year, and they return almost everybody. I mean, they lose Jordan Craig, who was their great center, but almost their entire lineup outside of that is back. So I think they can be the type of team they made the Shore Conference semis this year. They could make a run at the finals next year.
Anthony Mitchell with a three for the West, answered by a three from Trent Mitchell for the East to keep it at a sizable lead here for the Eastern team, 90-72, 14:27 to go in this second half. Quick stop and pop three, which is up and in for Chris O'Reilly.
I also think Manasquan is another team to mention. They won Central Jersey Group 2 this year. They have Ryan Jensen, their standout forward, Jack Sheehan, his brother Tommy. So they're always a factor. I think this, the schools like Wall, which has this tremendous senior class, it's good. That's going to be the challenge for Macacota, is to keep the great momentum going from this year, you know, after losing three major parts of the team.
Jesse Hill can't hang on to it. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be East basketball with 13:52 to play in this second half. 93-72 the advantage. Three by Mitchell is good. Trent Mitchell starting to heat up from the outside. He's up to a dozen.
Well, if there's anybody who would feel comfortable putting it up in this gym, it would be him.
Hill from the outside, back for the west side. Jesse Hill will hit from the outside. He's into double figures. 96-75, long three from the top of the key is off the mark for Tyree Wilson. Kept alive by Dunn. Trent Mitchell with the three. That's off the mark. And a fast break kicking off here. It'll be McGuire unable to put it in, get his own rebound back off on the left side, and a three that is up and in for Sikowski, which is off the mark. Wilson in transition. Hill able to swat away an alley-oop attempt for Jason Dunn. Somebody forgot to tell Hill you're not allowed to defend on things
like
that.
Yeah, you got to let that go.
Inside for Trent Mitchell, who's got 14. 98-75, McGuire's three, halfway down and rims out.
That's one thing about Rumson. No matter what position you play, you're probably going to be shooting threes with the offense they run. Everybody on the floor puts it up.
McGuire will lay it in softly with a finger roll. Morgan McGuire with a couple of baskets tonight. 98-77. Just over 12 minutes remaining. Here's a three from the top of the key for Chris O'Reilly, who's got a couple of big shot so far, and we'll get a batch of substitutions to check in. Good swing of offense there. O'Reilly and Trent Mitchell leading the East, as we'll see new batch of guys come in. Aiden McMenamin checking in. Kyle Morris in. Ryan Lawrence among those for the East team. West with a new batch. Jack Laffey has checked into the game along with Evan Lang and Nolan Slattery from St. Rose. Long three, that is too strong for Evan Lang.
Evan Lang, one of the many 1,000-point scorers in this game, had a real great career there at Central.
Laffey with a rebound off an East missed. And in transition, the jumper is off the mark. Rebound tipped up a couple of times. It's controlled by Liam Byrne. Here's a dunk finish with two hands for Kyle Morris from Barnegat. He's got a couple of buckets tonight, and his team up 103-77.
It was a big turnaround season for Barnegat this year in the first year under Mike Poro, who used to coach right here in this building.
Morris with another throwdown. Back-to-back baskets for him, and it's 105-77.
Also a football standout whose brother plays tight end for Villanova. Kyle Morris, yet another one of these multi-sport stars. But, yeah, I mean, Barnegat, I believe, had three wins last season and really turned things around to get into double digits this year and has some good momentum there under Coach Pearl going into next season.
Kevin Bloodgood with another three, his second of the night, to pull his team back to within 25, 105-80 with 10:45 to go. And another three from the outside for Bloodgood, who's got back-to-back threes.
One of 2,000-point scorers for Shore Regional this year, along with Dan Largie. And those two plus Jack Byrne were that great senior core that were pretty much varsity players for at least 3 years, some of them four.
George El Ghul in transition. Missed the alley-oop attempt for the west side. Bloodgood will take another three. Side iron on that one. Laffey down pass goes over the top of Laffey's head and into row three. It'll be East basketball, who leads 105-83 with just over 10 minutes remaining in this second half. Matt Harmon, Scott Stump, Zach Collins back in the studios. Reverse layup attempt for Nolan Slattery, guy who gets his first basket of the night.
St. Rose grabbing a share of that B Central title this year. Ended a 39-game divisional winning streak. 5-point Beach with a big win right before the Shore Conference tournament cutoff. So nice year for the Roses. And you almost feel bad for them because they play in that non-public South B bracket with Trenton Catholic and Patrick School and, you know, one powerhouse after another. So it's always an uphill battle in the postseason for them.
Long three ball from the outside for Ryan Lawrence from Lakewood is off the mark. Bloodgood with a nice feed off in transition. And the basket for Ed. And a throw down dunk back the other way for McMenamin from Manasquan. 20-point advantage. Here's a three by Slattery off the mark. Slattery with the offensive rebound. Up and under move on the left side is no good. Track meet has ensued and off the feed. An easy basket for the East. That's Kyle Morris who's filling it up here a bit in his bank of about 5 minutes of playing time.
Two B South guys, Ryan Lawrence and Morris.
Three from the outside off the mark. Lawrence will get his own rebound and keep it alive with 8:40 to go in the second. Three from the outside is an air ball by Morris, and it will be West basketball. So let's talk about one thing that I saw go up on the Shore Sports Network website today, and it was part of your piece, the conversation about some of the parochial schools breaking, as we were just talking about St. Rose and their tough road, that they would form their own division as Jack Laffey with a dunk. But basketball fans, don't worry too much. It sounds like it's just a football thing.
Yeah, it's just football for now as Aiden McMenamin throws one down. Yeah, they're proposing to make a 37-team non-public conference with about six different divisions who would not play any public schools, although it sounds like there is a provision if you do want to play a public school and that school agrees to play, you can still do that. But definitely would be a drastic, drastic change, and a lot of it is in reaction to the North Jersey powerhouses, the Don Boscos, the St. Joe Montvales. And a lot of people feel, though, it's the tip of the iceberg in the sense of if that does get approved, basketball and wrestling and sports like that could be next.
Everything would follow.
Yeah, because you just have a lot of publics tired of the St. Anthony and Patrick School and Roselle Catholic and teams like that winning everything and having to play them. So, you know, we'll see. There's been a lot of these proposals over the years, but they never seem to ever reach fruition and become enacted. So it's a long way to go before it's officially happening.
Three by Brendan Barkas is off the mark as we've got another batch of subs into the game for both sides. Micah Kerr with it up top. He'll take a three for the East team, and he'll drain it from the outside.
Not only that, he drained it right in the face of his Neptune teammate, Kerry Kirkwood. So that's why he's got the big smile coming down the court.
Three off the glass is good for Tyshawn White, who gets his first basket of the evening. You know, the interesting part of some of the stuff that I read up, and you think football-wise, it's been Red Bank Catholic who's dominated the Shore scene. They're one of the parochial schools who's not necessarily too in favor of it, if at all.
No, they are totally against it. And, you know, for multiple reasons. I think, one, they don't feel like they should be paying for the sins of these North Jersey teams because it's become a problem up there. And little things that can add up, especially financially, travel. If you're paying travel costs to drive all the way up to Montvale and Bosco and places like that on any kind of regular basis, that, you know, that's extra money out of the till. And I think the other thing is they feel like they lose a lot of natural rivalries, which could mean a loss of revenue in the sense of instead of the game being packed between RBC and Jackson Memorial, maybe it's some out-of-area non-public school that the people don't care about, and they have half the crowd and make half the money.
And it would be interesting, as Tamir Berry will throw it away with 6:18 to go, whether those proposed divisions would be geographic or talent-wise, because if it was geographic, the argument could be made the travel wouldn't be much of a big deal, but I'm not sure who would be lining up to see Red Bank Catholic play Modern Day or Monsignor Donovan.
Right, I think that becomes the other thing. The proposals more sounds like RBC would be lumped in with St. Joe's Montvale and Bosco and St. Peter's Prep, and I think that's another concern of that's a pretty daunting schedule to then take on. But you're right, the alternative is playing teams that they would be way overmatched against, you know, that that a Donovan Catholic is not going to compete with a Red Bank Catholic at this point.
Mike Kerr with a basket in transition, 121-97. The West team, a three-pointer away from cracking the 100-point plateau. As Kerr will compete the three-point play, 122-97. 25-point advantage. It's pretty much been the East who has led throughout in this game. Kerr will grab the rebound off the miss from Tyshawn White.
Kerr, I thought, was one of the more improved players I saw this year. You know, he was a bit role player on the team. Nice dunk by Jake Logue.
Logue will throw it down off the feed from Kerr to make it 124-97.
But yeah, Kerr was a role player as a junior, but really blossomed in as a senior.
Steps over half court. That'll be off the mark. Kerr going back the other way. Will finger roll it in. And Kerr having a nice little batch of time here to fill up the scoring load. 126-97, the advantage. Three from the outside is too strong. East will keep it alive with an offensive rebound by Aaron Schneiderman, who throws it away. You know what the nice thing about this game, when you look, I mean, obviously everybody, once you get on the floor, you want to win. But we've seen nothing really but smiles and just good camaraderie between teams and different teams and players and guys just out here having some fun.
Yeah, it's just a great memory, because for a lot of these guys, you know, just about everybody, unless you're on, you know, Roselle Catholic, as Jake Logue throws down another alley-oop, you know, your season ended with a loss, you know. It ended with a painful memory. So this kind of helps erase a little bit of that and gives you something to smile about when you think about the time you went to Wall and just lit it up and had some fun.
Micah Kerr with a miss. Here's Ryan Janicek, will take a three from the outside. Off the mark, ball deflected out of bounds. It will be East basketball and perhaps our last batch of substitutions. Back into the game, Tyree Wilson, Trent Mitchell, Chris O'Reilly, re-entering Kyle Morris on one side, and Anthony Mitchell, Jesse Hill, Morgan McGuire, all re-entering in the game along with Jason Sikowski for the west side. 4 minutes to play in the second half, 128-97 in favor of the East. Long range three, that is well short. This is about the time, I think, any sense of let's help each other out goes out the window.
Well, usually when the game is close in an All-Star game, this is when it finally really starts getting competitive. But considering we got a 31-point game right now, it's just about getting a few more highlight plays that'll be on ShoreSportsNetwork.com tomorrow.
Can I get another basket or two as Ryan Lawrence will dribble, look for some space, and miss the layup off on the right side. Trent Mitchell will keep it alive. He'll miss the mid-range jumper. Morgan McGuire up ahead of the pack. Here's Jesse Hill with the through-the-legs slam with a right hand. They'll enjoy that next year down in Florida.
Yeah. Didn't think he could quite get up like that. I mean, I know he jumps pretty well, but that was impressive.
O'Reilly with another three. Here's Hill again. And he'll come down and do it again. Another windmill dunk to put his team up over the 100-point mark. 131-101 with 2:51 to play in the second half. Mitchell with a step-back jumper. That's off the mark. And in transition, McGuire will miss the dunk.
Got to watch that pitching hand on the rim there.
Yeah. Here's Tyree Wilson. Driving through the lane, ball deflected up, keeps it alive, goes glass right side. Rebound coming down to Kyle Morris, will fire the three and hit it from the outside.
Morris, three.
Morris, perhaps, an MVP candidate.
And that's, I think, another thing about this game. Sometimes guys that most people, you know, don't necessarily know about or haven't seen because they haven't been on, you know, top 10 teams in the Shore, you get a chance to really show what they can do and impress some people who might not have seen them before.
And I've got Mitchell for about 17. He could be an MVP candidate. We've got to assume at this point it's probably going to be an East guy to win it. It's 137-101. Jesse Hill with a long three from the outside. He's been on point for the West team tonight, 137-104. Minute 35 and rolling. Here's Morris with another three. Mitchell tipped it. Tried to keep it alive. It's pulled down by Kosis. Well, Kosis from Howe. Here's Anthony Mitchell from Red Bank. Will hit the three with a friendly roll. 80 seconds remaining. You can get a full recap of this one as the layup rolling in for Ryan Lawrence with story and highlights. Tons of video up on SureSportsNetwork.com. I'd say almost immediately following the game tonight, right?
That's what we know, people want from the All-Star game. Just give us the highlight clips.
The game story perhaps not so important tonight.
I don't think anyone's going to be riveting to read who won the game.
Here's Morgan McGuire. He's going to try the dunk attempt again, and unfortunately for him, he'll miss it for the second time. Gets it back. Hill from the outside. He'll take the three. That rims out. Put back dunk attempt off the mark from Kosis. And we're down to a half minute. Here's a throw down left-handed dunk for O'Reilly that he misses. And we've got missed dunk after missed dunk.
Everybody's running out of gas at this point.
They're looking at
this
the clock and saying,
this is where
right.
We find out who really wasn't in shape because basketball season has been over a couple weeks. A little bit of huffing and puffing out there.
Run the clock. No need to stop anymore with 14.4 to go. This has been a lot of fun. Hope you've enjoyed our coverage of the 2015 Senior All-Star Game. In transition, Morgan McGuire will try one more time with the dunk. Unable to get it. They'll finish it 143-107. We'll step out, take a quick timeout for 30 seconds, come back and wrap this one up. The East with a win, big 143-107. And we're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Coaches All-Star Basketball Game on the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight, post-game awards will be handed out in a second. You'll be able to catch the MVP on the Shore Sports Network as we've got to do some voting. So we'll put a quick wrap on this one. The final score of the East, 143-107 over the West. The East won the girls' all-star game as well. For complete coverage, go to SureSportsNetwork.com. We'll have a game story up there. We'll have tons of highlights for you as well. Scott, well, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming by, giving us some time.
Absolutely. Great fun as always.
Keep up to date with the baseball and lacrosse coverage in the spring. For Scott Stump, Zach Collins back in the studios. Matt Harmon saying so long from Wall High School. Thanks for listening to the 2015 Senior All-Star Game on the Shore Sports Network.